One victory is the opening of a $6 million soundstage in the Milwaukee suburb of St. Francis. Tom Davenport is a co-owner of RD Image. He says it's likely the first independent studio in the state, not tied to an existing production company.
If somebody's coming in from, somebody from Los Angeles wants to produce a movie in Wisconsin, they can come into here, not worry about stepping on some other production company's toes.
Davenport says the studio itself may not employ a lot of people, but he says it will allow production companies to make use of camera operators, lighting technicians, and other contract workers. He says animation can also be shot at the studio. Last night, RD Image hosted Hollywood actor and Green Bay native Tony Shalhoub, who's wrapping up a successful television series called Monk. Shalhoub is about to shoot a comedy film in Door County called Feed the Fish. He says the financial incentive package the state gave the film industry a couple of years ago made a huge difference in choosing to work in Wisconsin.
Because, frankly, you know, it's just too expensive to do it in California anymore. And California, oddly enough, is sort of so late in getting on the bandwagon. Schwarzenegger just has not pulled the trigger on this.
Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton is asking Governor Doyle to not allow the State Commerce Department to cap the film incentive program at $5 million a year. Lawton is also warning about introducing ambiguity in defining the value of the tax credits. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.